You're not still in bed, are you? Come on. Time to get up and get some stuff done. I know a lot of you listen to us while you're running to and from the hardware store and that project you're trying to get done around the house. That's why we make the phone number easy to remember, 1-888-ROSIE-4U. 1-888-767-4348. The whole team's here every Saturday morning to answer any question you might have about repairing, remodeling, maintaining, fixing up, listing, selling, refinancing, whatever it is having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We try and take care of it for you here at Rosie on the House. We've become an Arizona Saturday morning tradition, celebrating our 25th year on air. Very humbled to announce the fact that, again, we are number one radio Saturday morning station broadcast in the whole state of Arizona. So that's because of you, the Arizona listeners. Let us know how we can help you. Let us know what topics you'd like us to cover. We've just wrapped up an hour of talking about man caves. We've been getting a lot of inquiries. There's a lot of activity right now of people beginning to do some remodeling. At our little remodeling company, I can tell you that just since the first of the year, January 1st, 2014, we've received as many phone calls of people wanting to do remodeling since January 1st as we got the entire second half of last year. So somebody's turned the switch on for sure. I can tell you, I've been saying it for years, all the economy needed was a teaspoon of confidence and it was going to take off because there's a back demand. There's a demand that's just been pent up like I've never seen it before. People that wanted to do a project in 07, 08, put it on hold. They haven't touched their house since, and now they're just so impatient. They're now resorting to their compulsive selves, and they're diving into the projects. But that's all a part of human nature. That's what the economy is. It's all human nature. I've always been bullish on Arizona real estate, and I wanted to bring in some real estate experts today because some of the questions we're getting during the week, all week long, is, Rosie, is this the time to sell? Is this the time to list? Where are we in the economy? Are the prices going to keep going up? We saw a catastrophic decline in appraisal values through the 07, 08, 09. But we have seen in the last 24 months a pretty strong recovery of a lot of that. So I brought in a good friend of mine, John Glutch, of the John Glutch Home Selling Team right here in Phoenix. John, appreciate you carving time out of your Saturday as a new dad. I know carving family timeouts always kind of critical, but I appreciate you doing that for us and the listeners.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Rosie. It's an honor to be on here. This is the last item on my bucket list, is to be on the Rosie, so now I can die a happy man.
But don't do that,
thank
Dad.
Thank you so much.
You're a brand new dad.
That's
don't
true.
Do that. Don't
That's
do
true.
That.
I got to take care of my new daughter.
Well,
and thank you.
And you've got to continue take care of all the people out there that are so confused about what to do in real estate in the Valley. And, you know, I've got some reports from you. When I'm doing real estate down in Tucson, I'm working with a man by the name of Tom Campbell from Long Realty. He and I have done a couple real estate deals dating back, you know, 15, 20 years. He sent me a report paralleling very close to what you and I talked about. Let's tell her, you know, people want to know where are we in a buyer's market? Are we in a seller's market? People wanted to sell or refinance, and they weren't able to because they found themselves, yep, boom, literally overnight, upside down.
Right.
And many of them felt trapped the last few years. Are they seeing keys and indications that maybe they can be let go of their prison?
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple of years. I've done this now for 12 years, and I tell people I haven't seen a normal market yet. It's just been wild since I started, up and down. And, yeah, we've seen the last 2 years have been phenomenal, right? The average purchase price in Arizona has gone up a ton because we really hit rock bottom, as you were just discussing. And so we've turned around in a big, big way, and people's home values are much higher than they used to be. In fact, we got all the way down to, if you just take the average dollar per square foot of a home sold in Arizona, well, I should say in the Metro Phoenix area, that was about $79 at the very bottom, which is incredibly low. It was we went a lot further down than we should have. And now we're back up to $129, which is right about where we should be. And to answer your question specifically, we have started to turn now into a buyer's market. We've been a seller's market for 2 years, not near enough homes for all the demand. And that's really turned around.
And that switched almost overnight.
It was overnight.
It went from, at one time, and correct me, you'll know this off the top of your head. I'm trying to remember from a very gray, fuzzy head. at one time in the depth of this thing in Maricopa County, we had a resale inventory of something to the tune of like 38 or 40 months.
Right. It got crazy. I mean, there was a point where we had way more houses than we could ever consume in the time period we normally sell a house in. And so it was way oversupplied. And then we got to a point where we were under a month's inventory in certain price ranges.
I had somebody move into town, and I said, you know, well, you're not going to have trouble picking your house.
Right.
There are a dime a dozen out here. And like 3 months after he got here, he said, Rosie, I've put in like 9 offers. I can't get to the owner fast enough.
Yeah.
And I thought, and that was the beginning of 11, I believe.
Yeah.
And I just thought, really? I can't believe it turned over that fast.
And then it changed again in October of this last year. October is when we started to see things soften, and we started to see the market moving toward an advantage for the buyers, where there were more homes available than there were buyers for them. And that's not a function of too much supply. It's a function of not enough demand. What has happened is a lot of people have bought homes who were waiting to buy. That pent-up demand has now hit the market. And now we're at a place where there's an average number of homes for sale, and there's just less demand than average, which is a function of probably a bunch of different things. But the job market being one of them, interest rates going up a little bit being another. There's quite a few things. But one of the big ones is investor demand has waned. Now that prices are a little higher, there's just not that same fire in the belly of investors to get out there and get homes right away.
And a lot of times people are curious just about what their home values are. And, you know, you've got the website Zillow. You can go check that out. Kind of get a base parameter of where your values are. But a lot of people are asking me all the time, where are we compared to the peak and where are we compared to the very low? Because like you say, we went down. I know there are neighborhoods in Arizona that saw appraisal listing market values go down well over 50%.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, from the very peak, we got up to about $190 a square foot, which we should never have been at. That was an artificially, I mean, that was nonsense on every, you know, there was no normal world where that should have happened. And then we got all the way down to $179 a square foot. That is an unbelievable fall. I mean, that's a plummet. And
yeah.
So, and now we're back up to $129. And if you kind of lay normal appreciation over top of that graph, this crazy up and then crazy down, where we have gotten to is where we should be.
Just about right now. Call it a balanced market. So we're here with John Glutch of the Glutch Home Selling Team from right here in Phoenix, Arizona. We also have in studio joining us Chrissy Brubaker of Studio K Design and Trouvé Antiques. Chrissy, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
And I'm understanding you're a pretty strong and strategic part of the Glutch Sell team.
Well, John has brought me in to kind of consult with his sellers to help them ready their homes for market.
Okay, and I'm going to want to talk a lot about that. What I want to get to first is can we draw a picture? Chrissy, you lived through it. John, you lived through it. And I'm older than you. I've lived through about 4 of these. But this was the worst.
Yeah.
You know, I was with somebody at lunch yesterday. They said, no, the savings and loan was worse. But those folks were in the commercial world, not in the residential retail.
Right.
And commercially, it was worse in the S&L crisis. Debacle, whatever they call it, with the RTC and all that. Oh man, just talking about some of these things I'm getting an upset.
We're losing people.
Jennifer, did you bring me some Pepto-Bismol?
We're back up to 129. Is that the mark?
That's the good news.
129. Back up.
So I've lived through a couple of these, and I've always been bullish on. But let's try and paint a picture about how good things are compared to where they were. I mean, what did the number of realtors go from and to?
Yeah, and, you know, I tried to pull those stats up for you, Rosie. It's surprisingly hard to get to, but we're at a lot less than we were.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
I have a lot less people competing against me for listings these days because the part-timers, the people who were dilly-dallying in the market, you know, they just didn't last. And so we've really got a lot of great professional realtors out there that are still in the business, been doing this for 10-plus years. And those, it's a lot less as an aggregate number, but we've got really good people still selling homes.
Now, some of the people that are in your market right now, and if you are wondering whether or not now is the time to sell and you'd like to talk to John, give us a ring, 1-888-767-4348.
Or some advice on getting it ready to sell.
Absolutely.
I was very interested to hear those talking points.
Oh, I've got a lot I'm going to be asking Chrissy about.
Wipe the toilet. clean the windows.
Yeah.
Or we're going to dive a little deeper than that.
Maybe so.
I think one of the things that were more interesting, in this balanced market, you've got people that could still be sitting on the sidelines.
Right.
They bought, they went upside down. Now they're back about where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Can they sit tight and see it go up another 20% in the next 2 years?
That's a good question. I get it often. So it boils down to, if you are interested in selling in the next year or two, now is probably the time. If you've got a much longer time horizon, 5-10 years, certainly we're going to continue to see price appreciation. We have a very healthy market in Arizona by every metric. But if you've got a year or two time horizon, now's probably a better time to sell. And in fact, my money's where my mouth is. We just sold two of our homes personally because we've seen a heck of a run, and we're starting to see a little market softness for sellers. And so, and even some prices decreasing in a few parts of town, just a little bit, nothing crazy, but enough to make me, think about, okay, I need to sell a couple properties because I think it's a good time to do it. So if you've got a short time horizon, I really do think now's probably the time to sell. If you've got a longer one, sure, go ahead and wait it out. I mean, prices will continue to increase like they have historically in Arizona.
And I see a lot of people, you've got categories of people. You've got the people that were smart and came in and bought really, really low. Now, that could either be an end user or an investor, okay? Are you seeing any of the investors beginning to divest their real estate holdings?
No. The big institutional investors, the Blackstones, the companies that really came in and bought lots of houses, had about a 5-year time horizon in mind, and they're going to stick to that, and there's just no two ways about it. They're not keeping a real tight eye on what's happening day to day. They had a business plan. They're sticking with that. And so they're still a couple years out from really unloading some of those properties that they purchased.
Okay. And then you've got the people that bought really low, and I wonder, do I step out and make my gain now?
Yep. And we've got several listings this year that were just that. They decided to take their gain. And if you're interested in finding out exactly what your home is worth, we've got a website set up for the show called the RosieHomeValue.com. That's RosieHomeValue.com. And we can give you a specific number about how much your home would sell for.
And that's more than just a generic web-based thing. You actually enter some information. I did it, just so I'd know.
Yep.
But you go in, you enter it, you put your research team on it, and then you respond to them about what they can expect.
It's not like Zillow where it's computers and analytics. This is, we've actually got people who sell houses every day, and we'll take a look at your home and just tell you exactly what it would sell for, give you a great range that you can make some decisions based on.
We're here today at Rosie on the House with John Glutch of the Glutch Home Selling Team and Chrissy Brubaker of Studio K Design and Truve Antiques. We're going to be back talking about, what do you do to get the house sold quickly? Because once you've made the decision to do it, you generally don't want to live through a lot of open houses. More on that when we get back.